Throughout all of history, they've only talked about the fame, never the hard work, never the elbow grease, never the early call time.
Oh, it's so much cooler when we could hear the intro.
That is pretty cool. Okay. Well, what are you playing now? Whoops. Oh, you're playing music now. Oh,
that's it. What's in the Andrew's library, which is Together Full from the Chicago Music Library Contemporary Pop Volume.
Oh, that was from your movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's not so embarrassing.
Sweet.
That could have been much worse.
That was cool. I like that. We should always play it so that
can
we
do it again?
Nah.
That was
one's
fun.
Enough. One's enough.
Oh,
all right,
God.
So welcome to Early Call Time podcast
once again
with Andrew, JJ, and Nadav.
Huzzah!
Sorry, guys, I wasn't able to do the guest with you this time.
Oh, it's okay. That's okay. She was a lovely guest.
Yeah.
Did
you guys ask her good questions?
We did.
No,
nothing crazy. You know, just standard. Where are you from? Where you live?
That's good.
How you living? You know.
Nice. I have to move out.
Well, I hope to Christ that our listeners learn something.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was the most informative podcast that we've done.
Even more than Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you give a passionate speech like Jack Rutkowski did?
No, not as passionate as you might think. But she gave a lot of just great advice, like hand over fist, like lots of advice. I don't know how to explain how much advice, but she gave a lot. And hopefully people that are wanting to be writers will listen to it and go, okay, maybe I should do that stuff.
That's great. When I asked Andrew how it went, he's like, well, we talked about how our house looks like Christmas. I was like, fucking A. Well, I hope you talked about on-topic stuff.
Yeah. We talked about it. Now, this is going to be going on before. This is a Tuesday podcast for her, isn't it?
Yeah, she'll be on Thursday this week.
So
probably.
We kind of recorded out of order, but it's okay. You know?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's just the way it is,
man. We didn't give away any... No spoilers.
No, but...
Someone does die at the end of that
podcast. We're
doing
a pretty crazy good job hyping it up, though, I'll tell
you
what.
No, but it's a good...
I'm going to tune in.
You better. It's a good one. It's a good episode.
You know what we're doing a good job of is selling that podcast. Huh?
Ah, nice. I like your
advertisement segue. Space is still available. Chevy,
actually,
looking at you.
Actually, I looked at trying to get... like ad sales or like bus stop things with our logo on it.
Okay. How much does that cost? Awesome.
It's actually not that bad.
What's not that bad?
$50.
What?
To put our faces on a bus?
To put our faces on like bus stop, you know, the bus stop on the benches and stuff.
What about a moving bus?
I think it's like $295.
Are you serious?
To put our face on a bus,
just on a bus, on one bus.
I would do
$295
to do it.
I think that would be great.
Yeah, see, it would be really fun.
Wait, where do we get a bus?
They supply the bus.
What? We supply the money. They supply the bus.
Yeah,
we get a bus for $295.
Pretty much,
I think that's amazing.
And we could actually do a billboard as well, but that's a little pricey.
Dude, bus is a moving billboard.
I know.
True.
I know.
How long does it stay?
A month.
Wow.
That's a long time.
I'm sorry.
That's a lot of bang.
What is it?
Can you imagine how?
Some of them last 4 weeks. Some of them last 1 week. But either way, it's like.
If it drives around in El Segundo.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's 50 bucks.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
We'll pay you.
Right.
The Compton bus, right?
But it actually isn't that bad. And they tell you, like, you should, to get 25% of the market, you have to buy, like 100 buses or something like that.
How about one bus?
I'm fine with a sliver.
What if we did one
bus? $295 bucks. Yeah, but
I think that's a good
investment. But some of the advertising companies they'll have you do minimums, so you have to do a minimum of like $1,500 of stuff.
Well, we are accepting Bitcoin donations
on
earlycalltime.com if you want to see our face on a bus.
You know what'd be kind of cool is if we could do some crowdfunding to get like merchandise and like advertisements for us for the podcast.
Hey, everyone, give us money so we could throw it away on ads. That'd be great.
That'd be neat, right?
I mean,
we could plug the bus company and be like, you know what's great? Route 237 along Reseda Boulevard. Check it out.
That would be perfect.
I mean, and make sure you look at the side of the
bus. But think about that, though. If we did, like, crowdfunding to
Look, JJ, I'm fucking sold. All right. Okay. moving on.
Sweet. But that goes into what we're talking about today. We're talking about merchandise.
I was going to mention one other thing.
Oh, you slick devil. I didn't even see that segue coming.
He did. He did start it.
I said we're doing a great job.
So guys, what's the... Yeah, but that
but
was...
Listen,
that was
here's...
A non-
I'm very confused by something.
Hold on, guys. What's the topic of today's podcast?
We're talking about, like, merchandising.
Merchandising and product placement.
Product placement. But...
Don't tell me, like, the audience... Like, announce it. Announce it the way
that the
audience deserves it.
We're
going to
talk about product.
Stop redlining, Andrew.
Placement.
We're going to talk about merchandising.
But I'm confused
in what
about
sense?
Something.
Well, any sense of merchandising. Like with movies, they have like action figures and movie posters.
Is merchandising absolutely necessary for the success of a film?
No, but I think on like higher budget films, like blockbuster films, like let's say Transformers or mm-hmm. something like that, mm-hmm. where it caters to a certain audience, like kids, for example. Mm-hmm. If you can sell lots of kids' toys and stuff...
what
the kids are going to be more apt to like, oh, I want to go see Transformers or I have the Spider-Man figure. I want to go see the new Spider-Man movie.
True. Power Rangers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. If you're
wow,
into that.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was too. I was too. I was a little late for it.
I was also into Pokemon.
I that was where I dropped
I got the
off.
Trading cards. I had those trading cards. I had a couple Poke battles. I well, lost all of them.
You
but
were
I had
never
a,
allowed to make fun of me for
I had a Charizard.
But what's a, wait.
Ever again.
What's a Poke battle?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
So
next question,
poke wait, battle,
a poke battle. I battle with my pokes.
Poke.
Like the tuna tartare, poke.
Nope.
What? Nope.
Nah, guys, nah, dog. Okay, so it's kind of like a trading card. No, fuck this. I'm not explaining.
No, but that goes into what we're saying. But like, did you watch the cartoon first, or did you play the cards?
Oh, I played the card. I watched the cartoon first. Actually, to tell you the truth, the Pokemon game on Game Boy to this day is one of the best games I've ever played.
The original Game Boy?
I still play.
I've heard that.
I play emulators numerous... online. Still playing Pokemon Red.
Yeah, numerous people have told me that they love the game too.
It's terrific.
But. It made you do like, okay, so we play this video game, but I'm going to go watch the cartoon or vice versa.
If there wasn't a game, mm-hmm. I probably would have signed off on the series a long time ago, but the game has kept me invested because the game was so fucking good.
So the merchandise hit you pretty well.
I came for the content. I stayed for the merchandise.
Yeah. See, that's kind of cool.
Interesting.
So that's kind of interesting how that worked on me as a kid, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
It should be a merchandise from the Dog's childhood. You know, actually, a lot of the toys that were around during my childhood are mm-hmm. now worth like 20-fold.
We were just talking about this the other day.
I was looking at a Lego website where people can sell Legos in like the original box, and I'm like, I could be a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
It's
there was a Power Ranger toy where the head like would you'd press a button and the head would flip from like their human face to their Power Ranger face.
Oh.
And, like, the green Tommy one mm-hmm. is now worth, like, $500.
Because he wasn't in the original group, right?
That's right. That's why he had the golden vest.
Yeah, see,
You touched it, and then it morphed onto you.
See, I watched it. I was too old to watch it, but I watched it anyway, because where I was living, we didn't have cable. Mm-hmm. So there was only 5 channels on in the morning, and Fox played cartoons in the morning, and one of them was Power Rangers.
Oh, see, weekend. You're a weekend warrior with Power Rangers. I was every day weekday. I was from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., Nadav is unavailable. He's watching his Power Rangers.
Did you know Bryan Cranston did voices for Power Rangers?
That's, holy shit, who was he?
He was like some of the monsters.
Didn't one of the
like,
Power Rangers
there were
die.
Two monsters. Oh, was he Golbar?
I'm not sure. I just know that he did
shit.
Voiceovers for
him. I need to fucking look this
yeah,
up right
yeah.
now.
But what kind of...
I'll look this up later. I'll
yeah, yeah. What kind of merchandise did like attracted you as a kid, Andrew?
I wasn't normal.
Well, you're still not normal.
Yeah, is out there. So, like, I would always get, like, Ninja Turtle action figures for my birthday, and I'm like,
yeah.
What am I going to do with this?
Wow. So you were a 40-year-old man before you
try
even...
Try and make some memories yeah. in your childhood while you can, Andrew.
I had Legos. I had every Lego known to man.
What do you remember from your childhood? You know what? Tell me about your childhood.
Legos. And
okay.
Brio.
Okay.
Remember Brio? The trains? Wooden
no.
tracks?
Well,
there's still a thing.
Lincoln log cabins. Did you guys do that?
Never had Lincoln logs.
I had Lincoln logs.
Mm. What about erector sets?
I always wanted one.
Nah, I wasn't allowed. The corners were too sharp. Made of metal. Connects, though.
Yeah, they're Kinects.
They're ugly cousin.
I had a suitcase full of Kinects.
Oh, yeah, that, like, big ol'... But that's not related to movies. Oh, but you know what? Lego's Lego Movie.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's an amazing movie.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that when I first saw it, I was like, what? Lego's making a Lego Movie? Sign, like, check, please. Unsubscribe, not down. And then everyone that saw it's like, oh, no, guys, it really catches you off guard. And now it's like...
You off guard.
As in, like, it's way better than you... Like, it's made for kids, but there's a lot of jokes for adults, too.
Oh, that's great.
Like, it's very self-aware is the biggest thing that I heard.
And it's very... I watched it, and I was like, it looks like they made it with real Legos. Like, it was that good. And then I watched all the, like, behind-the-scenes stuff, and I'm like, no, we didn't make it with real Legos. Like,
it's all
computer-generated stuff. But even the Legos, the bricks have the Lego, you know, how it's got the word Lego written on every little bump on the brick or whatever. It's, like, it's that level of detail.
Wow.
Like, and obviously it's called the Lego Movie.
Sure.
It would need at least that level of detail, I feel like.
Well, probably.
Well, if you make one Lego and in the... computer program, you just copy and paste.
Yeah, right? Paste attributes. Yeah.
But they made, like... Sorry, I'm not a nerd.
No, that's fine.
Just use your head.
They didn't...
It's repetitive.
What?
Nothing. What were you saying, Andrew?
They even make jokes, though, about, like, if you grew up playing with Legos, like, you'd be like, I need a 6x2 block or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, they make jokes like that in the movie.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's very... It definitely appealed to me in that sense that, like, I was like, I've had the same struggle as these Lego characters, voiced by Will Ferrell.
Now, do you think people played with Legos first and then were like, want to watch a Lego Movie? Or do you
I'm sure that it was people like our age and slightly older who, like, grew up with Legos and they're obsessed. And now they've got kids.
Right.
Like, yeah. We're going to see that movie. And the kids are like, okay, you know.
I mean, everyone's first Lego set is a hand-me-down. It's like, hey, here's, like, something that we bought a while ago that's now disassembled. Yeah. Well,
and now they've got
I have, like, three kits. That's about it.
Oh. Now that I'm an adult, I've moved on to the Architecture series.
Oh, that's a good series. Oh.
It's a really good series.
I have
series.
Big Ben and
Space Needle. I saw that.
Yep.
Well, now you could buy still Legos and not feel like a fucking child.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But they've even got... I was at the Lego store a couple weeks ago with my niece and nephew. And
they know my name there.
What?
They know my name there.
Yeah, there was a picture of you on the wall.
Well.
In Legos.
Not to come in
client,
here.
Client of the month. Oh, yeah. Strange, or don't let this guy in.
And especially the kids. Yeah. And they've got the whole line of, like, Lego Movie Lego sets that you can buy. And the funny thing about in the Lego Movie is a lot of the sets look like the crap that you threw together when you were a kid. And you're like, I'm going to build a spaceship out of...
Yeah.
All this nonsense.
So everyone's just trying to build stuff that they saw in the movie.
Yeah. And so the sets that you're buying now look like the crap that you assembled as a kid because you didn't really know what you were doing because that's what they made for the movie. So now everybody's buying that.
Oh, wow.
It's genius.
Well, Lego's stock for a very long time before the movie was low because people stopped buying Legos. And I wonder if...
Oh, yeah. Lego is like one of the companies that made a big turnaround in the last decade.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
There was like a documentary, like one of those 20-minute things on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I was watching.
Yeah, I saw it.
We've increased in revenue 50% every year for the last 12 years.
Yeah, it's just... It's interesting. It's just interesting that they... Well, they did like Legoland. Mm-hmm. And then that did pretty well. And then they do the movie. And
just we've got Legos for girls now, which are pink.
What?
They talk about it in the documentary.
I didn't watch it all then.
Oh.
They stayed
true to their form. They never made new pieces. They only created new sets using existing pieces.
Really? Which was pretty tight.
In the movie?
No. Just in futures. Now I'm just talking about Lego the business, the company.
Yeah. But
back on topic.
Without merchandising, I don't think that... Well, I mean, they are merchandise.
Well, that's product placement also. The whole movie
that's
a is
synergy.
Product placement.
That's a synergy of merchandise and product placement.
It's a synergy
placement.
And I'm making a synergy
It keeps
symbol.
Giving and it keeps taking.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. So what, for the listeners that don't know what product placement is, which I don't know who they would be, but what is product placement?
What is product placement, Andrew?
Product placement is when you place your product. So I'll give you an example. This is one that always comes to me.
Should have been the Nadav and JJ podcast. You're only here because you're roommates.
I like.
We had a podcast first. Damn it!
That changed pretty quickly.
It was adequate.
Andrew, I liked your answer. I was entertained.
Wow, Why are you shaking your head while you're saying it?
I don't know. Because
he's in damage control mode.
he needs the rent money.
Yeah, it's true.
On the show Chuck, he drove a Toyota Yaris.
Oh, he did. Character.
And in the opening credits, you would see the Toyota coming toward you, the car, and it's all, like, the credits are kind of on the show Chuck.
The main
title. And the credits are kind of artsy, sort of, if you remember them. Not a lot of detail. Just kind of color and shapes. And then the Toyota logo featured prominently on the front of the car as it comes toward you.
Well, they do that in Walking Dead, too, where it's like they're, you know, umpteen years or, you know, a year, a couple years into the apocalypse.
Years and some change.
And yet their fucking cars are 2015 models. Like, they're brand spanking new.
No, clean.
Don't even need to take them to the car wash. Maybe a little bit, like, of mud under the flap, but...
Well, they gotta make them look pretty.
So that's a question. So, how much does product placement affect a movie? Like, is that something where Budweiser's like, hey... why don't you just put our beer? We'll give you this amount of money. Or when Budweiser puts their hat in the ring, is that when it complicates things? Because now they have say over creative decisions.
Well, I know that if you have production insurance, which a lot of low production people, they don't have that. But if you have production insurance up to like $5 million in coverage, car manufacturers will basically just say you can have whatever car you want. You can use it. So I don't know. I don't know where exactly I was going with that. But the fact that if a production like let's say The Walking Dead is putting something together, car manufacturers, as long as they know that they're going to get something out of it for people seeing it on screen, they're willing to just give a car away. Like, yeah, go ahead. You can destroy the shit out of this car because we know that you're good for it. Like, you'll make your money back or whatever.
But they are going to have control over it in some sense.
Right. Like, for example, Morgan Spurlock just made a movie called, like, Fund This Movie or Sponsor This Movie.
Ever sold.
That's it. Where he just goes around figuring out how much influence advertisers and product placement actually has over the creative process. So he would do things and... like he would say, hey, you know, if you give us this amount of money, we'll make sure that this gets into the movie.
Okay.
And then they would start budging and he would show them copies of it and they go, you know, we don't like it when you portray, you know, pomegranate juice in this type of way. And so then
change that or we'll pull your money.
So now he has to deal with, well, either it stays the way it is or, you know, I have fuck you money and you can like take your money and, you know, get off this.
Well, it was like when I did the pilot for ABC Family, we had a section where I played a UPS guy.
I remember that.
Yes. And
he did really well.
But, thanks, man. Thanks. And they were very, UPS was very strict. There wasn't money changing hands. They just like, it's a scene set in New York. UPS is kind of a, like, add some authenticity to the scene in terms of, you know, that's the kind of thing we
I'm delivering over here.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they were very strict about like how the uniform is to be worn.
It's got to have a proper gig line.
Yes, gig line is very important.
Got to have the belt over the fly.
You have to, the shoes have to be right. The person, they asked me to do it because she was like, well, you're the right height for the kind of uniform they can send to us. And your hair doesn't fall below your ears and you don't have tattoos.
Not now.
So you don't look like a hippie.
Right, you have to look right. And then before look, they would let
you look
us,
just Anglo enough.
Right. Without being too Anglo. And then the wardrobe people had to take a picture of me wearing it on set and send it to the UPS people to get approval.
Oh, really?
So that they could be like, yep, that's good. Because otherwise they could see a cut of the pilot and be like, nope.
We didn't approve to any of that.
Yeah, like a change the warrant, the hat's crooked or whatever. So that's well, a case where there wasn't money, but...
If they didn't... Oh, right. Well, they didn't even pay you any money.
Right. I mean, it was our struggle to get... them to agree to it.
On the flip side of that,
but they're going to get something.
There's a lot of times where we'll see stuff in the background that we have to paint out
because those people didn't pay advertising.
They didn't. Well, they did not necessarily. It's we don't want the backlash of them saying, "Oh, well, we don't like
how our brand is being portrayed."
Exactly. Like I was going through stock footage this week, mm-hmm. and there was a really great shot of this traffic jam. It was like fucking priceless. Like, this is going to look awesome in the show. The only thing is, we'd have to paint out a Pepsi logo and an Arrowhead logo. And with the mind that we're going to spend more money painting this out, we have to change our shot. Mm-hmm. But if we were to keep it in, and let's say we didn't paint that stuff out, Pepsi could come back to us and say, well, we didn't like how our logo was in traffic. People in L.A. Don't like Pepsi that's in traffic, you know, or whatever the fuck they want to say.
See, but at a certain point, isn't it, like, if you were filming, you know, stock footage and it's in a public mm-hmm. place and their brand is going over there, mm-hmm. could they really be in a position where they say no? Or is it you're complying with them because future dollars might stop coming if you're like, fuck you, it's staying in there?
It's basically at the point of the company saying, is a lawsuit with this show worth the squeeze? Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Okay.
Like, if we're going
to
say,
is the shot great enough and so yeah. irreplaceable that we'll fight to keep it in?
Right, exactly. So it wasn't, and we ended up changing it, you mm-hmm. know. But the fact is, like, that stuff comes up more often than you would think. Like, I know, especially with stock footage.
Well, I know that Trailer Park Boys, like those characters.
You guys love Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah. You watch Trailer Park Boys too?
Yep.
Tight. Yep. But they're drinking booze throughout that whole entire show, mm-hmm. and everything is blurred out.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they have
don't
no
they just
shame.
Blur it though, because huh? it's supposed to be crappy. So isn't well, it just blurred? Like,
yeah, it's just blurred, but yeah. it's like it's like plastic jug stuff.
Oh, interesting.
But it's all like halfwits and
yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. I wonder if there's anybody listening out there that actually does this for a living, because I wish we could have someone on the show.
Just blurring?
No.
I know that Asher did a lot of blurring on the last gig we worked together.
I've done quite a bit, too, yeah. But somebody that does, like, talks to people about the advertising their products in a show.
Yeah, if we got, like, a product placement person.
Yeah,
here,
I think that would be kind of cool to
if anyone's out there and wants to
or knows
wants
anyone
to be a guest, I mean...
Yeah.
You could, what's the number you could call?
267-225-CHAT.
He memorized it.
Don't be,
Andrew.
Don't be put off by the Detroit or Philly number. It's Philly. Not as hood as,
We'll send you a
you can text. You can text or leave a voicemail.
Your IP won't be traced. We won't come rob you or anything.
No. I remember watching an episode of Growing Pains once, and it was a breakfast scene, and they're having cereal, and they just, someone had blatantly just put a piece of duct tape across the logo of the box. And that was it. There was no...
Was it black or was it gray?
It might have been black.
Okay.
It was very reflective.
But like it was clear...
Gaff tape.
Yeah. It was very clear no effort had really been made.
Yeah.
Which I just thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, fuck effort.
They weren't... You know, I guess
F for effort, man.
Yeah.
F for fuck effort.
Yeah.
That's it. But what kills me is it's hilarious. Like, it's a Kix box. You know what a box of Kix
cereal looks like. Yeah.
They're just...
People aren't stupid.
Yeah. Well,
most people.
Because then I really like the creative.
I really like the, when the prop department goes through lengths to make it look like it's literally the exact same colors as a Diet Coke.
Yep.
But instead it says, like, Diet Cola, and, like, it's slightly different, where it's oh, they're using a slightly different font, but it's all the same.
Do you remember the web series that I did, Carpool?
Mm-hmm.
We had a Nutella jar, but it was...
Hold on. So tell people what that, just so that they have context. JJ worked.
Yeah, I produced a web series pilot called Carpool,
mm-hmm.
and one of the jokes was one of the actors in the car were basically his lunch was Nutella.
Mm-hmm.
He just had a big spoonful of Nutella for mm-hmm. lunch, whatever.
All right. I remember I helped in the pickup shot where I threw it out the window.
Exactly.
So good.
So
cracked the lid.
We didn't want to have the actual brand Nutella. I don't even know how you actually spell the word Nutella.
Nutella.
Okay. Well, we spelled it a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
And, put a silent K in there, didn't
you? Or something. And we just changed the logo just a little bit, but used the exact same jar. We just covered the logo with something else and to fix it. And then, you know, if Nutella ever came to us.
And I never noticed it until you pointed it out to me. I always thought it was just a jar of Nutella.
Yeah, see, so if somebody from Nutella would watch it and go, that's questionable, be like, it's not a Nutella jar.
Well, maybe they'll see you. Well, I mean, unless they listen to this podcast and put 2 and 2 together.
Well, yeah.
But like, you used our specifically branded jar.
Well, now. But
you son of a bitch.
But, but you know, that's the kind of thing you, when you're putting a production together, those are the tiny things that you don't realize that, oh, well, if we put it in a bad light, we're going to possibly
get... Not even intentionally.
Yeah, not even intentionally. But at the flip side, if we use Nutella in a really positive light and they found it and they started tweeting about it, it could also cause us to have a lot of hits. That did not happen, but I mean, it could.
I wonder
it definitely
how often,
could.
If ever, that does happen where a company is like, oh, we didn't even know this was happening.
I know people that specifically target like Disney and Oreos and stuff like that. Like, oh, I just had my first Oreo today, blah, blah, blah. And they'll tag them on Twitter and they'll do certain, you know, they'll do funny things to get their attention.
Right.
And then they get sent free shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a month supply of Oreos.
Yeah.
See, I feel like General Mills would sue you for every penny you have because of that video.
I wonder. I should hashtag them. That would be kind of
interesting.
Like,
our cereal does not cause you to get strep throat.
No. Nope.
Just want to put that out there.
You know what else is interesting with product placement is when the, like, a lot of productions depend on product placement money in order to finance the production. And sometimes it is very obvious that a certain company has paid for the, like, I know that 30 Rock made a whole bunch of jokes like, oh, hey, or Arrested Development, like, oh, time to go buy some Arby's sandwiches, like that, roast beef, like stuff like that. And what was it, like, and This Is the End? Is This Is the End, the Seth Rogen movie?
Yeah.
Like, there was a whole scene where they were just eating Carl's Jr. and talking about Carl's Jr. And it's geez, I wonder how they funded half of this movie, you know?
Well, that's, I think we've had this discussion about Adam Sandler movies, but Jack and Jill is apparently a huge...
Don't you be saying anything bad about Jack and Jill.
I'm just saying that it's a huge failure.
I'm writing another five-piece mise-en-scene on Jack and Jill.
Oh, great. I can't wait
to read that.
I can't wait to hear the one about
Drumline.
Oh, my God.
When I watched Jack and Jill the first time, I was screaming for most of it.
But there's lots of product placement.
My voice was
there?
Very sore afterwards.
Have you been watched? Have you seen Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Yes, I have.
Their product placement, especially recently, has been hilarious because they do it all with Acura.
Yeah.
And initially it was just like, well, we show the Acura commercial at the beginning or whatever because he's driving a different car in every episode. Mm-hmm. He's never driving an Acura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always some crazy like Jay Leno type sports car or something. But recently on them, he'll be like, you know, he'll be walking on the street with David Letterman and they get to an intersection and the car stops in front of him and they're like, what the hell is this? And Jerry Seinfeld just like, product placement. And like, Letterman's like, is that an Acura? And he's like, yeah. And that's it. And then he's just walking. So they're very like, we have to get sponsored. Like, let's just make it funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I love it when the product placement is self-aware. When like, you know, like, okay, they know that it's there. They know that they have to say it. Arrested Development did it really well too.
Yeah. When I worked on this show, Gossip Girl.
None of the audience can see what you're pointing to.
I said this show, Gossip Girl.
Mm-hmm.
What
show?
Gossip Girl.
Got it.
They did a lot of stuff with Verizon and there were scenes that we would cut together where they were using a cell phone or they'd use an iPad
like,
or something.
I'll call you on my Nextel Sidekick too.
No, but they made sure that like if there was an insert shot that the phone was presented for more than like, you know, a certain amount of time or they would look at the scene and go, "Hey, can we see more of the close up or can we see more of this or
can we get more of that voice to chat?" That voice to chat feature.
Now, is that the producer saying that, or is that Verizon?
That's Verizon.
Okay, saying they want to tell them cut would go to Verizon of those scenes.
Now, what could the producer say to that? Where the producer's like, "All right, that's jeopardizing the integrity of the show." Like, is there a line?
I mean, yeah, there's always a line, but the fact that you could make $20,000 for just that little section that would pay for a third of a day of production.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it.
Right.
I mean, sure, the whole show is all about texting and gossip and blah, blah, blah. So,
And girls.
Right. So,
girls
it makes sense.
Gossip.
It makes sense.
And so, this one girl that's called Gossip Girl, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
So,
is it a girl?
If they showed more phone, like it didn't, the audience probably didn't think anything of it. it.
Mm-hmm. I want to be that guy at Verizon whose entire job it is to just look at cuts of random crap that people are making and going, nope, we need 14 more milliseconds on that shot.
But there's, well, even actually with Scorpion, there's some product placement stuff.
What is Scorpion?
Television show.
It's an animal? Oh.
Yeah, television show that I'm working on in the CBS.
All right, just so people know Universal what we're talking about.
Thing. Universe.
All right, so there's something with...
Yeah, there's... I can't really talk about it exactly what it is, but there is some product placement in the show, and you know they were, I heard them overhearing like, oh, can we put this in a little longer? Can we maybe not put it in this scene, but use it in a different episode and stuff like that?
So there's compromising that's gone.
There is, and it starts with the writing. Like it was even written in a script. Like they're using this. So-and-so product.
You're using the MacBook Air.
Yeah, or whatever.
And the SuperDrive, which is very convenient.
Yeah, exactly.
For $100.
They can make a DVD.
Why'd they put that in the script? But, you reach another price.
But it's funny. You see it on... You watch television, you see it on screens, but you don't really understand how much really goes into it.
But then sometimes the shows will make fun of it, like, and it puts them in a bad light, specifically. Like, I remember an episode of Family Guy. They were... Brian and Stewie were stuck in the desert, and they come up on, like, a mirage, and they're like, oh... This will be amazing. We're so thirsty. And they get up closer, and Stewie's like, oh, it's just an RC Cola machine. And they're like, oh, forget it. And they keep walking. So, like, I don't know. Is RC Cola even a thing to sue still?
I don't know. I don't know.
RC Cola's
still...
Yeah. Like, I saw Tab in the store the other day. I didn't know that Tab still existed.
Oh, yeah, sure. People stuck in the 80s still drink that.
I have no idea.
I don't know. But... I don't know. What else can we talk about with merchandising and product placement? I don't know.
You're wearing a Star Wars shirt.
I am. Product placement.
Yeah, right?
George Lucas.
Have we squeezed this juice out?
I think so.
Is it time to move on to the game?
I think so. You know, actually, I was thinking about this the other day.
You love the juice reference, by the way. Maybe that's why you have the orange mic. I don't know.
Juice worth a squeeze?
Oh, do I say that a lot?
I just wanted to...
Sometimes.
It's not bad.
I mean, I do.
I enjoy it.
I'm onto this phrase.
I think fitting. It's funny.
I think vitamin C is good.
Fruits of my labor. I mean, I have a whole bunch of fruit metaphors.
I love Florida metaphors. Orange juice.
That was
that
good.
A brand?
That was good.
I ain't drinking that punch. That Kool-Aid.
Just
other drinks.
Hello.
I just talk about other drinks and stuff.
I was listening to something the other day.
Man, I'm yelling a lot less
and they
this
were,
podcast.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad.
Oh, are you
glad?
But
the game,
tired?
The game hasn't started. Oh. I am very tired.
Yeah.
I hope the Pepsi was worth the fructose.
So, yeah, normally you have me in the first hour of being awake. Yes.
Someone was talking about a game that they like to play, and I thought about Drumline for You,
mm-hmm.
is they watch the movie without sound,
mm-hmm.
and see how many lines they can get throughout the movie, mm-hmm. like reciting the lines as the movie goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example...
I could already do that.
Oh, see, I think it would be funny to watch someone do that. I think.
Well, I think it was you that I was talking about this with, but I thought it would be funny if every now and then, on some of these guestless podcasts, if one of us would watch a movie, and then try and like a really weird movie, maybe a blaxploitation movie, like one of right. Tarantino's like influences, like something just weird and grindhousey,
right?
And then just try and recite as much of it as possible back on the podcast. So there'll be like a 20-minute storytelling of how I remember Drumline, or how you remember Troll 2, or how you remember The Room,
right?
You know,
I think that would like be that. Pretty funny.
I don't know, listeners, if you think that'd be funny, call us on that. Philly number 262.
Nope.
626.
No.
Nope.
267.
1-800.
267.
267.
225.
225.
Chat. You need to remember. What's the number?
262.
No. 267. 225.
What time is it?
Chat. Anyway. What is the... Let's listen to this game. Let's see.
Right,
let's see
guys.
Who wins this week.
Welcome to another installment of
Soundbites from the Dove's Childhood.
Oh, or are we?
We're gonna fill
we're
that.
We're gonna
in.
Have the soundbite.
Yeah, we're gonna fill that
from
in.
Jack doing it.
Yep.
These are some soundbites from the Dove's Childhood.
These are some fucking soundbites.
Super cool soundbites from the Dove's Childhood.
From the Dove's Childhood.
Get ready for some soundbites from the Dove's Childhood.
Okay. There is no prize today.
Because I didn't bring any sauerkraut just like last time.
Damn it.
But I might switch it up. Sometimes there'll be pickles.
You know, I think, we were talking about merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about crowdfunding for merchandise.
Here we go.
I say that our guests and listeners or whoever's on the show that wins gets a mug. We should get mugs.
Yeah, I would love an early call time mug.
I think it would be fun.
It's funny. We created the logo before even thinking about, and then we're like, oh, this would work perfect with merchandising.
Yeah. Hmm. And then, you know, it would be fun.
I was going to have them shipped to my office, and then I could drive them home in my Porsche 911.
All right, are you guys ready for this? Damn it, Andrew. All right, so I put together 9 bites because I was expecting.
Wait, are we doing 9?
We're gonna do 5.
I'm gonna pick the 5 hardest.
Oh, okay.
Because you guys have been getting them a lot lately.
Yeah.
I haven't been stumping you guys as often as I'd like.
No.
So of these 9, I'm gonna pick the hardest.
Do you have AIDS on your arm?
What I do. That? It's leprosy.
Oh, okay.
No, the faux leather is like popping off.
Oh, I was like, you have a lot more freckles than you did in the first podcast that we did an hour ago.
It's kind of gross.
All right, guys, this first one. Oh, fuck. No. All right, guys.
Porsche 911.
My Tesla Model S.
Here we go.
Damn, baby, what you do to your hair?
Orlando, you like it? It's autumn sunrise.
Oh, man.
I hope you're not looking at the screen.
I'm not. No.
He's curing.
Let me turn it this way.
I'm curing leprosy.
Huh, are you guys even paying attention?
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, oh, my God. That looks horrible. Do we need to take you to the hospital, JJ?
No, I'm fine.
This looks biblical.
Curing leprosy.
Couches.
All right, well, quit picking at it.
No, I'm fine. I'm listening. I have no idea what that movie is.
Should I play it again?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Damn, baby, what you do to your hair?
Orlando, you like it? It's autumn sunrise.
Now, see, that bite resonates with me because some would call my hair is the color of autumn sunrise.
Is it Baps?
Nope. So sometimes people would ask me, they'd be like, hey, what color is your hair? Is that red? And I'd be like, no, it's autumn sunrise.
all right.
Should I give you the date? The year that this movie came out?
Yeah, that would be nice.
1990. I was 2 years old when this movie came out.
Oh, jeez, 1990.
Oh, that makes me feel like an asshole saying that. How's that make you guys feel?
Why, like you feel old saying it?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Open for interpretation. What do you think that means?
I have no idea. I'm wondering why you feel so bad about yourself.
Because, I don't know. Because I feel like I know that movie really well, but that... No, it's because my sisters rented it. That's why.
Man. Does it have Halle Berry in it?
No.
You are so racist.
Hmm. Yeah.
It does have a different black woman in it.
Huh.
Oprah?
It's autumn sunrise.
I give up.
Predator 2?
There is
eventually Predator 2 will be.
There is a very popular movie in it that there's a very popular scene in it in which there is a clay pot being spun.
Oh.
I know. Well, I can't. I've already guessed, but I know it.
It's not Babs.
No, it's not.
And it's not autumn sunrise.
It's it's Andrew Ghost.
Yep, that's it. Ding, 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 ding.
You
ding,
get
ding,
half
ding.
Of it anyway.
Actually, why? Neither of you get none of it.
Because so we both it took get all so of it.
No.
Excellent.
1 point for Nadav.
How exciting.
That was perfect. Yeah, that took you way too long. I should have, there should be a buzzer for this.
Can we do a moment for Patrick Swayze? Okay, moving on.
Poor taste.
Dude.
What?
Oh, okay. Die. You guys will
He's literally a ghost now.
You guys will definitely not get this.
He might be
one.
Here. He was sitting right next one. To you going, dude, how do you not know that clip?
He's slapping me in my face.
Okay, this one, I love this.
Is
bite.
It easy?
This is my favorite bite. I know that you guys don't like this. This movie wasn't as big for you guys as it was for me.
Oh, good.
Jurassic Park. Yeah.
You know what's funny is that I just skipped over a Jurassic Park bite.
All right.
Maybe I'll play that
you know,
one.
Hey, you know what? You know what would be interesting?
What?
Instead of the movies... Eventually, we have to say what character. See, that would be interesting. That would be harder.
Why don't you pace yourself? JJ? Let's master this craft first, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
Right, just guys, trying to here's make, the next bite. Make it fun. Here's man. The next bite. For who? All right, here's the next
for
bite.
You.
I always knew I was different, and now I know why. I'm gay. You're the only person who's ever truly understood me.
Here it comes.
I know this.
JJ.
Yes?
Saving Silverman.
Ding, 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 ding.
Grazie.
JJ's got a point.
Jack Black,
yeah,
right?
Jack Black.
That's it.
Yep. Set in Seattle. Well done.
Thank you.
Very good. Andrew, you get no points for that contribution. Of
and we are all dumber than your response.
Set in Seattle, home of the coffee bean.
Nope.
Nope. Oh, man, that was a real guffaw.
That was an
aw shucks laugh. Okay, this is... All right, here's another one that I like, but is probably going to be
so many
very
Neil
hard.
Diamond references.
Here's a hard one. Here's a hard one.
Fell in love with you. We fell in love with you. Guys like us just don't fly the fucking sky, you know?
I know this one.
Hold on.
Beautiful, naked, big-titted women just don't fall out of the sky, you know?
And now the bite is done.
You know
I'm just trying to figure
Hang
out
on,
which movie
is. Alanis Morissette in this movie?
I'm not answering that question.
Yeah, so she is.
JJ. Dogma.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you for
the assist.
The hint. Yes.
Yeah, Andrew, you're so bad at this game.
You alley-ooped me, and I...
Well, you alley-ooped the ghost reference.
Okay. I think I know what the loser gets of this. So if the winner gets... pickles or sauerkraut.
By the way,
the loser
I hate
gets
pickles.
Perfect. So you're gonna hate the Rousey prize as well, or the Razzie prize.
The Razzie prize,
Which is going to be a failed jar of fermented sauerkraut.
That's going in your room.
If you don't like sauerkraut, you're gonna sauerkraut.
It's not gonna go in anybody's room. It's gonna go in the refrigerator.
It's gonna go under your pillow, and I'm gonna slip it in when we go on vacation. Don't worry about it. It might bleed into the office.
It won't damage the floors.
Okay, good. All right. Every episode.
So JJ has 2 points, Nadav has 1 point, and Andrew has
Wait, why didn't
zero
I
points.
Get the ghost?
Because it took you way too long.
That's...
Yep. That's the rules. Deal with it.
The ever-changing
rules. I guess he writes them.
Okay, and you guys... I don't know if you guys will know this. Let's see if this was a movie that you guys really liked.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this.
Let it play.
But I'm
going to
get you high today.
I love that movie. So good.
Wait. Because
it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Yep.
I'm guessing you know the movie.
Well, the title of the movie was just said in it.
Yeah.
Andrew Friday.
Oh, shit.
Nice job. Nice job, buddy.
What a pity point. What a pity point.
Yeah.
JJ didn't even jump on it. Jesus.
Well, I like how that Jim Gaffigan poster still has his MySpace page advertised on it.
Product placement.
I don't even know if I want to give that point
Porsche
to Andrew.
Porsche 911.
Okay, this one's impossible. You guys will not get it.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
I think you guys will get the voice,
so if,
but
if,
I don't know if you'll
we
know.
Don't get it, we tie. Is there a tiebreaker?
Yeah, fermented sauerkraut. Failed fermented sauerkraut for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Including you?
Deal.
Look, you could either win or you could lose. That's tying right. is losing.
Okay.
You are right. First loser.
Okay. Okay.
Of the losers, you are first. In
you are tied for first in losing.
Max, look. It's the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Oh, damn it.
I'll play it again.
Huh? Max, look!
Oh,
it's the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Bobby.
Andrew.
Stop.
A very goofy movie?
Yep.
Wow.
Holy shit. Well, you know what? That doesn't surprise me because...
Holy sheep
all
shit.
All creepy weirdos like Andrew are really into Disney.
Even when I get something.
Because let's be honest, Andrew, you are way too fucking old to have seen that movie when
that
it came
movie,
out.
When did that come out?
You
Do you know? Yeah,
Do I know? This guy's asking me, do I know? Hold on 1 second. Do I know? Do I know?
So technically,
came out April 28th, 2013. If I were running the
game.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's when this
If I ran the game, you would have won because you guessed three correct answers. But Nadav's rules, you lost.
Yeah, so you get failed fermented sauerkraut.
I lost more, though.
Body.
I have two.
From the weasel body.
You're pretty good at that.
Oh, God. You guys remember Spring Break?
Spring Break or Spring Breakers?
Spring Break body. Hosted by Pauly Shore.
Oh, what? God. Oh, yeah.
MTV
yeah.
Spring Break. Oh, yeah. Holy crap. That was responsible for most of my first boners.
Actually, Chris Hardwick was talking about how he would go to these houses, you know, and do the summer tours and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They literally had like eight people and they crowded the camera around the pools to make it look like they were like a huge party. But it was just like eight people and they just hung out and like read
books. I just remember when they ate sour cream off the ladies. Not sour cream, whipped cream.
Mm.
That's better, right? Be like, still not bad. Still not
nachos.
Bad. You know nachos. What? Sour cream is just room for improvement. It doesn't mean I'm not attending. It just means like this could be better.
It's true. It could be better.
I mean,
be better. What kind of sour cream?
Sour cream and onion?
I don't know. Like, what company made it?
Nerdson? Knerdson? Is that the one? The one that makes the cottage cheese.
I don't know.
The one that's like, oh, yeah, this is what they do. They do sour cream.
I was just trying to, you know, work us back into the merchandising and product placement.
A Daisy?
Daisy.
Yeah. If you guys want to buy some sour cream, you can get the coupon code at earlycalltime.com and call us in Philadelphia where our headquarters are. 627-555-553-CHAT. I'm not good with numbers, guys.
Just check the even worse with our number.
Doesn't even know how many digits go in a phone number.
It's like more,
it's 15,
more
right?
than 5, less than 10, right? Something like that. Or sometimes exactly 10. Is it exactly 10? If you don't count the 1? Why do we have the 1? I'm killing this room right now.
Shit.
Taking names. JJ Geiger.
So now I have to Photoshop a coupon for sour cream and put it on the website.
Yeah.
And onions. Sour cream and onions.
Okay.
And then you have to put, this is not valid anywhere.
I feel like that would be fun if we just built a trust.
People just go into stores.
People just know right away not to take any advertisement on our website seriously.
I think I'm going to start a crowdfunding source. What is it?
Crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. Yeah.
Crowdsourced funding.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start an Indiegogo account and we're going to try to raise money for mugs
and buses.
And buses and advertising.
I just want that bus money so bad.
I think it'd be awesome.
Could you look into how much it costs to put us on a NASCAR? Like a NASCAR car?
How big of a sticker do you want?
If a bus is an option, I feel like this is less space.
It's true.
On a NASCAR.
That's true.
Oh, like get on a jumpsuit. That'd be dead.
The tag on the guy's underwear on the inside of it.
Right on the dick. That's what I want.
$15.
Right on the dick or right above the anus. Those are the money shots.
Oh, boy. Well,
wait, can we get a bus? I'm sure Columbia City doesn't have buses.
No.
We know what?
No. Can we get a bus in a really bad, at like Gary, Indiana?
Probably.
Like
all we have to do is, I contacted the people and I said, Chicago, New York, and LA, I'd like to see all the pricings for those three cities. And he sent me a rundown of everything. It's actually kind of interesting.
Well, let's talk about it off mic.
Yeah.
Until then, everyone stay tuned. Listen on Thursday to when our guest, the writer's assistant by the name of
Carrie Gutenberg,
is going to be on. And Andrew and JJ will be talking to her. And hey, guys, it was great hanging out with you. And listen to this outro.
And that's a wrap. Didn't get your fill at Craft Services and you want more? Check out earlycalltime.com for more podcasts and information pertaining to the ever-growing entertainment industry. And remember to tell your friends about us via Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.